Welcome, dear listeners, to a Library of Divine Echoes deep dive. I'm your host, Christopher Little, and today we embark on a mystical journey to the Arctic realms as we explore the profound myth of Sedna, the Inuit goddess of the sea and marine animals. Our session today will unravel the rich tapestry of Sedna's story, her significance in Inuit culture, and her enduring legacy. We'll dive deep into her mythological origins, her role as a goddess, and the wisdom she imparts. So settle in and allow yourself to be enveloped by the chilling yet enchanting tales from the Arctic. Sedna's story begins in the icy waters of the Arctic Ocean. According to Inuit mythology, Sedna was a young woman who defied societal norms and her father's wishes. There are several versions of her myth, but the essence remains consistent across the variations. One version tells of Sedna's father arranging her marriage to a mysterious suitor who promised wealth and comfort. However, this suitor revealed himself to be a bird spirit, and Sedna found herself trapped in a desolate existence. Eventually, Sedna's father came to her rescue, but in their escape, he threw her overboard in a desperate bid to save himself from the wrath of the bird spirit. As Sedna clung to the kayak, her fingers froze and fell into the ocean, transforming into the marine animals, seals, walruses, and whales that are vital to Inuit survival. In other versions, Sedna's transformation is a result of her defiance against her father or a punishment for her selfishness. Regardless of the version, Sedna's fingers turning into marine creatures symbolizes the Inuit's deep connection to the sea and its bountiful resources. Sedna is revered as the goddess of the sea and marine animals. Her story serves as a reminder of the harsh and unforgiving nature of the Arctic environment, as well as the deep respect the Inuit people hold for the ocean and its inhabitants. As the ruler of the underworld and the sea, Sedna controls the marine animals that the Inuit depend on for sustenance. Shamans play a crucial role in appeasing Sedna to ensure a successful hunt. They journey to her underwater realm to comb her hair, a task she cannot perform herself due to her fingerless hands, and to soothe her anger. Through these rituals, Sedna releases the marine animals, allowing the Inuit hunters to thrive. Sedna's story is not just one of transformation and sacrifice, but also one of power and reverence. She embodies the balance between life and death, abundance and scarcity, and the intricate relationship between humans and nature. The myth of Sedna continues to resonate with the Inuit people and beyond. Her story has been passed down through generations, serving as a cultural touchstone that reinforces the values of respect, humility, and interconnectedness with the natural world. In contemporary times, Sedna's myth has been interpreted in various forms of art, literature, and even scientific endeavors. The dwarf planet discovered in 2003 was named after her, honoring her connection to the remote and mysterious reaches of our solar system. Sedna's tale also speaks to the resilience and adaptability of the Inuit people. In the face of changing climates and external pressures, the story of Sedna reminds us of the importance of maintaining harmony with our environment and the creatures that inhabit it. As we come to the close of today's deep dive, I'd like to invite you to join me in a guided meditation to connect with the wisdom and guidance of Sedna. Find a comfortable and quiet space where you can sit or lie down. Close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and then slowly exhale. Imagine yourself standing on the edge of an icy shore, the cold Arctic wind gently brushing against your skin. the vast, frozen ocean stretches out before you, a serene and boundless expanse. As you gaze upon the horizon, you feel a deep sense of calm and connection to the ancient spirits of this land. Visualize Sedna emerging from the depths of the ocean, her presence both powerful and nurturing. She extends her hand to you, inviting you to join her beneath the waves. As you accept her invitation, you feel the cool water enveloping you, guiding you into her underwater realm. In this sacred space, you see the marine animals swimming gracefully around you, seals, walruses, and whales. They move in harmony, a testament to the balance and interconnectedness of all life. Take a moment to commune with Sedna, to ask for her wisdom and guidance. Feel her energy infusing you with a deep sense of respect for the natural world and its cycles. Allow her to reveal any messages or insights she wishes to share with you. As you gently return to the shore, carry with you the knowledge and blessings bestowed upon you by Sedna. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, slowly open your eyes, feeling grounded and connected to the wisdom of the Arctic. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. Until next time, may you walk in harmony with the rhythms of the earth and sea. And that, dear listeners, concludes our deep dive on Sedna, the Inuit goddess of the sea and marine animals. We hope this exploration has provided you with a deeper understanding and appreciation of her myth and legacy. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.